Tower Surrey, and so on. And our current tower, there's something to be desired there. I've had folks who live in Port Coquitlam who come onto the show, for example, and they want to tune in, right? They want to hear themselves on radio, but they'll contact me on the day of the broadcast. Like, they'll contact me Monday evening and be like, hey, is there any way that I can listen to, like, a repeat or an archived episode of the show? Like, I live in Port Coquitlam, but, like, my radio couldn't tune in to the program. It was, like, staticky the whole time. And I would be like, oh, whoa. I am very sorry. I myself, I don't live really close to Burnaby Mountain either. So whenever I want to listen to 90.1 FM, I legitimately have to like take a car vehicle and like drive around the area in order to get the signal. And listen, streaming us online at cjsf.ca is not a bad thing either. Obviously, it works out, but sometimes, unfortunately, our servers are down, right? Sometimes you can't always rely on the internet. Novel idea, I know. And at the same time, as nice as it is to have like an archived episode of Typically Tuesdays, you know, I try to be really diligent about uploading those episodes when I can. Sometimes the server is down, and so I can't. But I try to be good about uploading those full shows onto the website. There are simply people, such as yourself maybe, who wants to listen to the radio with a radio experience, right? To tune into something that is actually airing right now. A new radio tower can help us bring that into fruition, especially for people, again, who are living a little bit further out of Burnaby Mountain, a little bit further out of that like kind of North Burnaby area. Your donation can help us do that. And obviously, it would be amazing, right? Because I know that you might be a person who also doesn't live right in the Burnaby area or the Vancouver proper area. Maybe you are also a person who lives out in like Pitt Meadows and you want to be able to get a better signal to Typically Tuesdays because like sometimes you don't want to listen to the stream. Okay. Sometimes the server is down. You just want to like tune into it on your like old like handheld radio. Guess what? This is the opportunity to help make that happen. If you pledge a donation over to us right now. You can do it online, cjsffundrive.ca, cjsffundrive.ca, or you can call in or text 778-782-2573. If you want that kind of like fun, old school, like, what is it called? Telethon? Is it a telethon? Yeah, that telethon experience, give us a call. Our people are literally standing by right now. They're eager to pick up your call, 778-782-2573, to make your donation. If you make a $40 donation or more to Typically Tuesdays, you could join the ranks of Jesse, who donated $40 or more, and he gets my deep gratitude from the bottom of my heart. And also he gets a zine that I made specifically for Typically Tuesdays. For Fun Drive, and I'm so excited to talk about this specific item right now. This is the moment I promised myself that I would do this. I'm going to give you a little preview of the zine, actually. I don't have it on me right now. Instead, I have something even better. There's no particular theme for the zine. It is a collection of writing, poetry, and illustrations that I made. Kind of like throughout the year. And one of the things that I wrote to get my emotions out at one point, I was really, really frustrated that day. I was having a really difficult time. And I also really hate the song Gnarly by Cat's Eye. You might be familiar with it if you listen to mainstream radio. Or if you, like me, have your ankle in the death grip of the internet, you might have heard the song before. And I guess the rage and sadness in my body overcame me, and I started to write a parody of Gnarly. I put it down, I didn't finish it, and then as I was visiting the idea of making a zine for Fun Drive again this year, I thought back to the writings that I did throughout the year, and I remembered the parody of Gnarly that I did, and I was like, oh, I should just go ahead and finish it. And today, to mark that momentous occasion, I will give you a preview. This is a dramatic reading of my of my parody of Gnarly, and it is dramatic. I put it through production, literally. Oh, what a girl in intense emotions and frustrations can do with a little bit of time on microphone and Reaper. Enjoy this dramatic reading of my parody of Gnarly by Cat's Eye, as seen in the Fun Drive zine. They could describe everything with one single word, you know? Like SSRIs.
Gnarly.
DSM-5.
Gnarly.
Prefrontal cortex.
Gnarly.
Migraine after you cry. Pencil in the eye.
Whoa.
You sure you're okay?
I'm good. I'm just
everything's gnarly.
Oh, we're in a session tonight.
Therapy.
Oh, we're getting real tonight.
Costly.
Oh, I'm feeling a trauma response coming on. Now I'm feeling sad.
I feel really, really, really bad.
Gnarly. Gnarly.
Everything's gnarly.
Not, 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 not gnarly. Not, 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 not gnarly. Not, 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 not gnarly.
Everything's gnarly. Come at me, Hybe Geffen. What are you going to do about it? It's good, right? It's not bad, right? Okay, you can get that zine. Not the audio. The zine. You can get that piece of writing into your hands if you donate $40 or more to Fun Drive for Typically Tuesdays. Okay, I will personally bless it with my heart, because obviously that wasn't over. You know, there's more where that comes from. I did the whole song. I'm not gonna lie, it's kind of a banger. Hey, when I said I put a lot of passion into what I do, I didn't lie. So that can be seen in the Fun Drive zine for Typically Tuesdays if you donate $40 or more to Fun Drive right now, 778-782-2573. Thank you, Jesse. You'll be getting that zine and with that piece of writing. Also, special shout out to Sam, who also donated $40. Sam, buddy, that was for you, okay? That was for you. Enjoy that zine, and thank you so much for your generous donation of $40 to Typically Tuesdays here on CJSF 90.1 FM for our Fun Drive. Let's hit more music right now. This is Sora Iro Days by Shoko Nakagawa.
この声が闇に虚しく吸い込まれた。もしも世界が意味を持つのなら、こんな気持ちも無駄ではない。憧れに押しつぶされて諦めてたんだ。果てしない空の色も知らないで季節を嘆く暇はない。二度と
Sora Iro Days by Shoko Nakagawa here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie, and we are celebrating Fun Drive here on the show. It is our annual on-air fundraising campaign here at the station, and we are asking you to make a contribution to support community radio, to support independent grassroots media, by helping us reach our goal of getting $10,000 in donations. Right now, we are just over $1,000, so we are about, you know, we are about a tenth of the way there. We're just over there, but you can help us smash those goals and get even better. Raise even more money. Why do I keep saying get even better? What is this? Am I an antibiotic? What is going on? Anyways, my goal for this hour is $200. If you love Typically Tuesdays, if you've enjoyed listening to the show, please consider making a donation. 778-782-2573 to call or text to make a donation. You can, I believe, text the word donate. Yeah, text the word donate to 778-782-2573 to make that donation. You can also go to our Fund Drive website, 778.ca, cjsffunddrive.ca. That's cjsffunddrive.ca to make that pledge online instead. Hey, CJSF 90.1 FM, we don't receive funding from advertisements nor the government, right? We, as I said, we are 100% independent radio station. There's no commercials on our station. We do not make programming on the whims of the government. And hell, Typically Tuesdays would simply not exist if CJSF were funded by advertisements or the government. I don't make shows like that, right? If you've listened to the show as many times as you have, you know that I'm always criticizing capitalism and the government. That's legitimately kind of like the core part of the identity of Typically Tuesdays. At its core, this show is an intersectional feminist, anti-capitalist show. Whatever I cover is going to be nuanced and complicated by these ways of understanding of the world and from these specific lived experiences. And I want to talk a little bit about a show that I made earlier this year that I was really, really proud of. And I think that if you tuned into that program, or if you respect what was happening on that program, you can consider making a donation to CJSF, because it was the platform that allowed me to make that show. So earlier this year, I made an episode of Typically Tuesdays criticizing J.K. Rowling and her unapologetic anti-trans activism. I talked about how she still owns the intellectual property to Harry Potter, and how every cent that we spend on official Harry Potter merchandise and products go back to her to help her fund her platform of influence and wealth that has successfully lobbied for explicitly anti-transgender legislation in the UK to be passed into law. If you remember, the UK earlier this year started to define the concept of woman by biological sex. J.K. Rowling helped make that happen. I also talked about how Rowling's anti-trans feminism actually hurts all women, not just transgender women, because anti-trans rhetoric has direct impacts on how we see gender and how structures of oppression, sometimes like the government, controls ideas of gender. I was very proud of making that episode because I was able to talk passionately about something that I really believe in. I was able to stand up for people who I love and care about, who would be impacted by anti-trans legislation. And I got to really stick to my values and to the identity of the show when I made it. Because of that, I also happened to get very good feedback on that episode. It made me feel proud to make Typically Tuesdays, and it made me feel proud to be a part of CJSF. Because, listen, if our radio station were commercialized, were funded by the government, you would not be hearing that show. All right? There, like, funders would pull out, you know. We would have like our like big corporate backers be like, hey, you got to talk to that girl who made that show about Harry Potter. We didn't like it. That did not happen. Instead, I got praised for it. Instead, I was told to keep making thoughtful radio, just like that episode. If you listened to that show, or if that show's topic has piqued your interest and you want to go back to the archives to listen to it, if you even just appreciate what I talked about on that program, please consider donating to CJSF's fund drive at 778-782-2573 or over on our website, cjsf.ca, to make your donation. It really does matter what goes on media, on broadcast media, and at a time when things are just really bad for people who are already like marginalized and oppressed, it is important for us to use whatever platforms that we have to stand up for what we believe in and to stand up in solidarity with those who are marginalized and oppressed. CJSF allows me to do that on this platform. It allows several other shows to do that as well. And you're simply not going to get that same thing on commercial radio. I was listening to Top 40 radio earlier this morning, and I'm going to be honest, it's a slog, dude. Like, come on. It's not all that interesting. Everything seems so mechanic on those shows. Everything seems so routinized and honestly kind of soulless. And then you're listening to this Top 40 song and you want to enjoy it if you enjoy it, but then you're like, oh, but did the people who introduced the show even like this song? Come on, what's going on? You're never going to get that on CJSF. Everything that we make here at the show, at the radio station, comes from the heart. Go over to cjsf.ca or cjsffunddrive.ca now to make that donation. $40 or more to Typically Tuesdays is going to get you that zine. Hell, I'll even say, if you donate $90.1, this year we have a station-wide incentive. It is a beautiful poster, 11 by 17 print, an illustration by a local artist, Charlotte Cho, who made our fund drive graphic this year. If you go over to cjsffunddrive.ca now to make that donation, you'll be able, and donate $90.1, you will be able to get that zine that I made at the $40 tier, and also you'll be able to get that cool funky poster that Charlotte made. It is absolutely gorgeous. Go make your donation right now. cjsffunddrive.ca to do it. Or give us a call, 778-782-2573. And thank you so much if you do. All right, let's listen to a little bit more music. I know I said it was like mostly shonen anime openings, but we gotta pour one out for the homegirl, you know? Here's Carly Rae Jepsen with Higher. We're going to keep talking here on Typically Tuesdays. Hey, I hope you enjoyed that one. That was Higher by Carly Rae Jepsen here on 90.1 FM. CJSF, I'm Leslie. I hope you've been enjoying the show today and also the playlist. Rise higher, reach further. That is the theme for the playlist and also the theme for our fun drive this year, which is happening right now. I want to give a shout out to Carol, who donated $35 to Typically Tuesdays. Thank you so much for your generous donation. You're really helping me starting to smash that goal of $200 for this hour raised for Fund Drive. So thank you so much for your donation. Hey, you tune into CJSF for its connection to its local arts and music scene. I'm sure Carol does that. I'm sure you do that as well. You can listen to Vancouver Mixtape for the coolest in VanCon music, listen to Wham Bam East Van for the best of Vancouver's local small businesses, enjoy some time on the art show for the latest in the underground art scene, and sometimes, you also choose to listen to Typically Tuesdays, which has extensively covered Vancouver's local idol performance and fan community this year. You know what? Thank you for making that choice. Yeah, I never would have expected the show to take the turn that it has, honestly, because up until a little while ago, I've tried to keep my deep-seated, unhinged love for idols tightly under wraps, but I have gotten quite a bit of interest in the episodes that I've done of the show that are specifically about idols and also about the overseas idol community out here. Listeners like you have actually told me how much you appreciate those episodes. Thank you so much for your interest in this thing that's incredibly nerdy and niche that I really like. You know, earlier this year, I interviewed the performers of a local idol music fan festival type thing called Moikai. It happened in July, and I interviewed members of local idol groups Boyer 7, Cloud Town, and Estella. They talked all about why they became idols, what they love about doing it, and their philosophy about idol performance. And it was just so interesting to hear, because the idol industries, here's what I think. I maintain that the idol industries are a very geoculturally specific thing, right? It's like situated in mostly East Asia and Southeast Asia. Very, very, very hyper-specific over there. Somehow, there are folks who become fans of that, and they want to do their own thing, all the way out here in Vancouver. And for me, the way that they navigate through that and they try to sort it out, that is quintessentially Vancouver. I'm telling you. To take something that is very, very out of far out of reach across the ocean, right, and to scrape together the resources that you have and to work just on passion to make something that's actually kind of fun, that pays homage to that thing so far out of reach, quintessential DIY Vancouver art scene behavior. Vancouver idols are just that interesting. And I don't think you're going to get, honestly, any... Okay, not to toot my own horn, and I don't want to be like, oh, I turned you onto this thing, and, you know, I'm so cool because I did it. But, I kind of did, didn't I? I kind of did bring insight to you that no other radio show here in Vancouver, and hell, maybe no other radio show anywhere else, has ever done so much coverage of the local overseas idol scene. Maybe no other radio show, actual radio show, has done so much coverage about the phenomenon of overseas idols either. This thing that is all wrapped into one thing, it is so nerdy, it is so weeby, it is so niche, and at the same time so fascinating and complicated. What other show on the airwaves is going to do that? What other show on broadcast media is going to do that? I don't think there are very many. And if you've appreciated that, please go ahead and consider making a donation to Typically Tuesdays for Fund Drive and show that you really do appreciate that kind of interesting radio programming. You don't get this anywhere else, and you don't get this unhinged, passionate brain talking at you about this very niche subject anywhere else. Only at CJSF. Only on Typically Tuesdays. If you enjoyed those episodes, if you learned something new, give it a thought. Please make that consideration. CJSF.ca or CJSFFundrive.ca Keep messing that up. CJSFFUNDRIVE.ca, or give us a call or a text. 778-782-2573. You can text donate to make your contribution. $40 or more is going to get you a zine from Typically Tuesdays. $90.1 or more is going to get you that zine and also a station-wide incentive. And it's going to be a poster that we have specifically for this year. It's really beautiful. And what you'd be doing is continuing to support this platform that has highlighted these interesting local art scene things. I want to talk really quickly also about the fact that covering overseas idols in the local context has also managed to bring me over somehow to the international global context as well. You might remember earlier this year, I got to talk with Non-Sweet. My friend Sam and I got to talk to Non-Sweet about some of their favorite idol groups. I'm going to play you a really quick clip from those episodes and give you a refresher. We'll move on quickly now to Nina. Are you ready? Exasperated.
Sigh. I need a little... Yes, I am ready.
I'm so sorry, Nina. Later on, we'll be nicer to you, okay?
So the group I want to introduce to you today is called Meikai Oceanas. They're a 5-member J-pop idol group based in Taipei, Taiwan. They have a ocean-inspired theme. So they debuted last year in February. They just had their first anniversary concert. I really wish I'd been there. And they already released 3 original songs. And their style is not typical cutesy Japanese idol. They are more of a cooler, elegant, but also like strong message. Like they deliver strong message kind of type. So their concept is like they hope that their performance can be a guiding light. It's small but powerful enough to shine through the darkness and bring hope to everyone. Like really deep message. And I really like them because I personally really like to watch their live footage. As a performance myself, a performer myself, I can see that they put a lot of effort into practicing. And then especially their singing voice, I can tell like each performance they got like really good every time. And also I love how they're so into the performance. Like everybody have really good expressions. And yeah, I just feel like I can really feel their passion. And then even myself, I feel really inspired by them every time when I watch them perform. So
if you remember that specific clip, I'm going to be really quick here. I'm really excited to share with you. Very soon, I will be interviewing Meikai Oceanas on the show on Typically Tuesdays. And again, they are an act from Taiwan. I'm going to be interviewing them and their sister solo act, Setsuna, on the show in a few weeks. I literally could not have done that without the station, without having this platform. To have these amazing opportunities to like talk to performers from overseas, it's awesome. If you are excited for that show as well, please make your contribution to Fundrive right now.